None but the hungry heart. 12:14. Faith's fortitude. Therefore will the Lord wait, that he may be gracious unto you. Isaiah 30, verse 18. Waiting upon the Father is not a matter of long suffering, but of expectant faith. Quiet, restful, confident dependence upon one who is fully trusted. Often the God of circumstances must teach this waiting by placing us in situations that offer no other alternative. When the testing comes, does our faith prove true? Does our confidence in the Father become shaken and our hope prove uncertain? When the clouds have gathered and the thunder rolls and the lightning stabs the darkness and the roar of the storm is in our ears, can we keep our eyes and thoughts off the tempest and continue in the quiet and peace of the Father's presence? When the enemy of right and wrong has thrown down the gauntlet and is trampling ruthlessly upon that which affects the honour of our Lord, and when he seems about to bring ruin upon that which our Father has purposed, can we refrain from rushing in to strive with him and wait for him in quietness and confidence, with a true sense both of our weakness and of his faithfulness and strength? When we have no word from the Lord except to wait, and everything seems to be at a standstill, does the certainty of hope remain undimmed? When you are in faith, you will find that the Lord Jesus does not remove the pressure from off you until you are asleep in it, until you are able to take it quietly. You learn his grace first, and then his mercy. Faith possesses all things, and hope stretches on to the fullness of the possession, yet in no restless mood, for patience sits by the side of hope in the believer's soul and teaches him to wait for the glory of the Father. If we hope for that we see not, then do we with patience wait for it. Romans 8, verse 25. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me. Psalm 40, verse 11.